This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. If you have a question about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we can help you understand the vast and crazy world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be speaking to Dr. Dahlia at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little COVID and vaccines. From what I understand, I may be wrong, but from what I understand, Dr. Dahlia is pro-vaccine. And I'm looking forward to having a little discussion with her. I think she's pro-vaccine. I don't want to speak for her, but that's what I've heard. We'll talk to Dr. Dahlia, voted one of the top 250 talk radio hosts in America by Talkers Magazine. She's on after me. As many of you guys know, we'll talk to Dr. Dahlia at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to be in business for yourself, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutrition business, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you want to pay it forward, which is always nice. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and start a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, Dr. Dahlia will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about the very underappreciated therapeutic modality called enzymes. Enzymes are a fascinating medical, scientific, and biological substance. Nothing in life happens without enzymes. Enzymes are the essential component of life, and given their essentiality, it's kind of interesting how we in the United States don't really understand how to leverage them, how to use them therapeutically. They're being used in Europe. They've been used in Europe now for 50 years or even longer, probably since the 1950s. For their therapeutic value. There's a really cool book called Enzymes, The Fountain of Life, which discusses enzymes and how to use enzymes therapeutically and the philosophy of enzymes. Enzymes are the carrier of the life force, and they come in different types. You've got enzymes that digest protein. You've got enzymes that digest fats. You've got enzymes that digest sugars and carbohydrates, and you have metabolic enzymes that run all of the chemistry of the body. Metabolic simply means biochemistry. So you can think of metabolic enzymes as biochemical enzymes. As we've said, there's a relationship between digestive enzymes and metabolic biochemistry enzymes. And according to Dr. Edward Howell,
when you run out of digestive enzymes, your body will start to use its metabolic enzymes, which means shorter longevity. It means poorer biochemistry, which means that by supplementing with digestive enzymes or by using foods, eating foods that contain digestive enzymes, you can spare your metabolic enzymes. You can conserve your metabolic enzymes for taking care of your metabolism, for your biochemistry, thus increasing your longevity as well as your health and well-being. So enzymes come in the protein dissolving form, the fat dissolving form, and the sugar dissolving form. And probably the most important are the protein dissolving enzymes, the so-called proteolytic enzymes. Last program we talked about how proteolytic enzymes can help clean the blood. We talked about how they can improve the surface area of red blood cells as we get sick and as we age. Our red blood cells tend to clump together. This is what I call sticky blood or clogged blood or dirty blood. And this clumping of red blood cells impairs red blood cells' ability to deliver oxygen to the cells, ultimately affecting the health of the entire body. This is one of the major causes of aging, one of the major causes of diseases, one of the major causing of poor health and lack of well-being, lack of energy, brain fog, poor immunity, etc. So proteolytic enzymes, by virtue of their ability to clean the blood and improve the surface area of red blood cells, will also improve the movement of red blood cells. That will improve oxygen delivery. More oxygen delivery means healthier cells, means healthier tissues. And in this way, proteolytic enzymes, like the ones that come from pineapple, i.e. bromelain, and the ones that come from papaya, i.e. papain, can provide health benefits not just for the digestive system, but for the entire body. Proteases like bromelain and papain have been used for many years for burns as a means of cleaning out or debriding, which is a kind of digesting and eliminating of dead tissue, ultimately accelerating the healing process, as well as helping to prevent infection. Using digestive enzymes can be helpful for preventing or at least reducing the symptoms of yeast infections. That's because the better you are at digesting your foods, the healthier your microbiome will be, and the healthier your microbiome, the healthier your microbiome, the universe of yeast. The microbiome controls or regulates the mycobiome. The microbiome is the bacteria, the mycobiome is the yeast, M-Y-C-O, mycobiome. For the same reason, digestive enzymes can also reduce the symptoms of autoimmune diseases. The better we digest our foods, particularly the proteins, the less rogue peptides will be produced. Rogue peptides are basically little pieces of protein that have not yet not been completely or fully digested. Under ordinary circumstances, when we ingest protein, enzymes and stomach acid will break those proteins up into their constituent parts, their constituent amino acids, which will then pass into the intestine, at which point they will, in a carefully regulated fashion, enter into the intestinal cells and then get transferred in the blood. That's what's supposed to happen. You eat a hamburger or a steak or soy or some kind of protein, your stomach acid and your proteolytic enzymes in the stomach will break those proteins up into their little constituent parts, the amino acids, the smallest parts, the building blocks of your protein. And then the amino acids go into the intestine, and from that point the amino acids go into the intestinal cells and then go into the blood. But if protein digestion is not complete, which can occur under conditions of insufficient enzymes or deficiencies in hydrochloric acid for that matter, or both, the proteins will not get fully broken down. They'll remain in a chunk state. You'll get chunks of protein called peptides. Peptide is a chunk of protein or a chunk of amino acids, actually, a string of amino acids. And what ends up happening is peptides will get into the bloodstream rather than just individual amino acids. This is a big problem. If individual amino acids get into the bloodstream through the intestine, that's a good thing. Those amino acids can be used for various biochemical functions, building things, signaling molecules, etc. But if peptides get in, you can run into a serious problem. Those peptides are major immune activators. And this is the etiology or the beginnings of the development of autoimmune disease. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. All our lines open for you. Dr. Dahlia will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue talking about enzymes and autoimmunity when we come back from our break.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Dahlia will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls if we have calls to this segment. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. So before we went to break, we're talking about enzymes and autoimmunity. This is one of the best places, one of the most effective ways that proteolytic enzymes can help us with our health. If we're dealing with an autoimmune disease under ordinary circumstances, proteins get digested by proteolytic enzymes in combination with HCl, hydrochloric acid, in the stomach. And by the way, you need hydrochloric acid to activate enzymes. And dealing with if you're dealing with achlorhydria, low levels of stomach acid, you're very likely going to be dealing with skin problems and immune problems and very possibly autoimmune diseases as well. Hydrochloric acid is an enzyme activator. It helps us digest our food. It also kills bacteria and other bad guys that are in our foods. And low stomach acid occurs much more frequently than too much stomach acid, even though antacids are the best-selling drugs in America, maybe even in the world, ironically. So anyway, if long strings of undigested protein called peptides enter into the intestine, and then you have intestinal leakage or weakened intestine, which is a condition that can occur over time in response to excess ingestion of gluten and other lectins, as well as heated processed trans fats and nutritional deficiencies, you can end up with a condition called leaky gut. We've talked about that a lot. You don't need to be tested for leaky gut, by the way. If you're symptomatic in any way, consider yourself as a sufferer of leaky gut syndrome. If you're symptomatic with any chronic long-term issue, leaky gut is probably involved. So if leaky gut occurs in combination with poorly digested protein, these peptides can then leak into the blood and you will be off into the disease race. While amino acids are essential, some of them, your body can make some of the amino acids, but there's 10 or 11 essential amino acids, and they're all important, and amino acids are all utilized by cells in various chemical reactions. Peptides are very powerful signaling molecules. Some of them are helpful. Sometimes peptides from dairy, for example, peptides from whey or peptides from eggs can be very beneficial, especially for the immune system, for strengthening the immune system. On the other hand, these powerful chunks of protein, these peptides, can also trigger biochemical reactions that can spark up the immune system. And the immune system is always looking for molecules like peptides which can throw off biochemical regulation. Peptides are signaling molecules, and the body doesn't want to have signaling molecules coming in from the outside necessarily. Sometimes they're beneficial, but a lot of times they're not. In fact, peptides are the major triggering factor for an immune response. Peptides are also part of life. They to the immune system, a peptide in the blood alerts it that there may be a life form that has entered into the bloodstream, an enemy invader, if you will. So the immune system is constantly scouting out for enemy peptides. And once these peptides get into the blood, it doesn't take long for an immune and inflammatory response to be initiated in the blood. You get an immune and inflammatory response in the blood. This is the very definition of dirty blood. This is the quintessential aspect of dirty blood, is when you have an immune response in the blood, an inflammatory response in the blood. If it happens once in a while, it's probably not a big deal. Body can handle things. But with repeated assault on the bloodstream by undigested food peptides, eventually your blood will become sludgy and thick with inflammatory and immune factors. This is what I call sticky blood, and it's a precursor to all chronic degenerative disease, which is why I always say, if you're dealing with neurological issues, Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease, if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative condition of the bones or of the glands, certainly if you're dealing with autoimmunity, backtrack to the digestive system. Backtrack to the leaky gut. Backtrack to incomplete digestion of proteins. This is the most, if not the most, it probably is the most, but it's at least a very, very common cause of all bodily breakdown. Leaky gut, leading to the entrance of peptides into the bloodstream, leading to an inflammatory and immune response within the blood. Even worse, these circulating immune complexes, that's what they call them, by the way, CICs, circulating immune complexes, in the bloodstream are problematic, and they can ultimately lead to sludgy blood. But even worse, what the body will also do, it will dump out these inflammatory complexes into the soft tissues of the body and into the connective tissue. So now, in addition to sludgy, dirty blood, you've got these immune complexes in the glands and in the organs and in the connective tissue, and this is where our health really becomes impaired. In fact, it can be said that the glands and the soft tissue and the connective tissue are the great dumping grounds of blood toxins and immune complexes. And from that point, the immune system can attack. Immune system attacks because the immune system sees these glands and these soft tissues and the connective tissue as distorted, because they are distorted. They now have these immune complexes. And this is where autoimmunity comes from. The medical dogma is that autoimmunity is the immune system going haywire. The immune system attacking itself. The immune system just goes crazy. Doesn't know what to do. And of course, they can't figure out a reason why the immune system goes crazy, so they just say it's idiopathic. Idiopathic means we have no idea what's causing it. Well, I'm telling you what's causing it. The immune system is not crazy. The immune system is not an idiot. And this is not idiopathic. The immune system is very logical and very perfect, like all biochemistry, and it's doing what it's supposed to do. It sees the tissues, whether it's the connective tissues or whether it's the thyroid or whether it's the pancreas, whatever it is, or the nerve cells, it sees these parts of the body as distorted, because now these toxins have been thrown off, dumped out of the blood into these areas, so these areas look distorted. So the immune system attacks it. This is why when we fix the gut, when we fix leaky gut, autoimmune systems subside. Always, if you correct your digestion, if anybody out there is dealing with lupus or type 1 diabetes or whatever flavor autoimmune disease you happen to have, stop eating. Fix the gut. When you fix the gut, when you stop eating problem foods, or even when you fast, you will notice that your symptoms start to subside. You'll notice that ultimately, if you really go about it the right way, you practice the elimination diet, you stay away from problem foods, gluten, lectin, seeds, eggs, dairy, legumes, and don't, you know, it's not necessarily like there's a list of bad foods. Everybody has their own problematic foods. That's why food diary is so important. We're all individuals, but the bad guys are usually going to be lectins and gluten and eggs and peanuts, which are legumes, and soy, which are legumes. Those are the major problems in dairy. Just fast. If you deal with an autoimmune disease, fast for a couple of days. You'll notice your immune system start to subside. And then when you start eating again, you'll notice that certain foods will trigger your autoimmune symptoms. And then you'll know you have a problem with those foods. And keep a little list going. Some people can't eat, have problems with almost all foods. If that occurs, then you really got some serious digestive problems, likely gallbladder, liver, or maybe pancreas. But at least now you have a place to work. If you have an autoimmune disease and you don't understand this, the development, how your symptoms come about, you don't know what to do. You're stuck taking steroids and going to the doctor every 6 months to have your blood tested. All right. 844-2... I'm sorry, Dr. Dahlia is coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything-goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michigan's next election cannot use Dominion voting machines in the state. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Commissioners in Antrim County, Michigan voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in the May 4th primary, avoiding the use of machines from Dominion voting systems. Officials can't use the equipment because of a forensic audit done as part of a court case brought against the county alleging fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The county initially reported a victory for Joe Biden before flipping the results in President Donald Trump's favor by thousands of votes, citing human error. Commissioners expressed concern that reprogramming the machines and then using them would violate a judge's order. Purchasing new machines would cost around $150,000.
April 19th is the last day to register, other than in-person voting, with the local clerk for the May elections in Michigan. March Madness Day 3 in the NCAA men's basketball.
It was another day of upsets at the NCAA tournament as three double-digit seeds punched their tickets to the Sweet 16 on Sunday. 12-seeded Oregon State continued their hot streak, fending off a comeback attempt from 4-seeded Oklahoma State to win 80-70. The 11-seed in the Midwest, Syracuse Orange, got by the 3rd-seed West Virginia 75-72. And the magic continued for Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles becoming just the second 15-seed to make it to the Sweet 16 after beating 7-seeded Florida 81-78. Illinois became the first number one seed to fall, losing to Loyola Chicago 71-58. Top-seeded Baylor, Arkansas, Houston, and Villanova all also moving on to the second weekend of the tournament.
Dan Hrocky reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you want to start a home-based business, you can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues like acne and psoriasis, as well as preventing post-surgical scarring, dealing with melasma, dark spots, just plain old dry skin and wrinkles. You can find all our Truth Treatments at TruthTreatments.com, and you can check out our 1,600, going on 1,700, 4- and 5-star reviews, incredible reviews, at TruthReviewed with a D.com, TruthReviewed.com for our reviews, and TruthTreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com, Truth Treatments, with S, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Dahlia is the host of the Dr. Dahlia Show here on GCN. She's also on SiriusXM. She was named by Talkers Magazine as one of America's 250 most influential hosts. We're going to talk a little COVID, we'll talk a little medical model, and we'll definitely talk about the COVID vaccine. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Dahlia. Hey, Dr. Dahlia.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for being on. It's an honor to have you on. I hear great things about you all the time, and I've been wanting to have a representative of the medical model. I don't know how you feel about that, being a representative of the medical model, but you are a doctor.
I'll do my best.
Okay, good. So, first of all, just tell us a little bit about your just real briefly about your background, like where you went to school and where you're from and how you got into medicine.
Great. Yes. So I'm a family medicine board certified doctor. I trained at University of Nevada, Reno, did my last year at UCLA because I needed to find a husband, and I dated everybody in Reno, so I had to go to LA to find my husband. So I did my last year there, came back to Las Vegas, Nevada to train for residency, and then I opened up my practice in the year 2000. I had also was an ER doc and an urgent care doc moonlighting while in training, so my forte is more emergency medicine and urgent care and more, you know, hands-on type of family medicine. And then in 2009, when the recession hit, people needed medical advice, so I went on air in 2009, and thank God my show grew. We're on iHeartRadio. GCN has taken it to multiple cities, and I'm just so grateful to have, you know, this network, and so grateful to have the show and able to kind of answer people's questions, because people are scared out there.
Absolutely.
You know, not everybody has access to the same medical books and journals that I do, and so, you know, if I could kind of interpret things for them, that's my goal.
Are you concerned that medicalization allows people to not have responsibility for themselves? This idea that we're too stupid to understand our bodies, or it's too complicated to understand biochemistry or the immune system. We're going to let the doctor handle that. Are you concerned that abdication of responsibility goes hand in hand with medicalization and ultimately does not serve the individual?
Yeah, well said, yes. And, you know, it makes me nervous when people say, well, I could just take a pill. If I eat, you know, that cheeseburger, no big deal, because I'll just take my husband's cholesterol medication. It doesn't work that way. The medications can only do so much. They try to stave off the inevitable, but it's really up to us. It's really how we eat. It's really how we take care of our bodies. We only have one body on this earth. We need to take care of it.
Do you think that if we did take care of our bodies, if we understood how our bodies work and we didn't eat the McDonald's and the standard American diet kinds of fast foods and high calorie and high ultra processed food content, do you think we would be dealing with this so-called health crisis?
Well, it depends on what our health crisis is. So if the health crisis is obesity...
No, I'm thinking about COVID.
If we're talking about COVID, right.
Yeah.
So with COVID, I'm still kind of concerned about the lab accident that might have happened in Wuhan. I'm concerned that we were not very well prepared, you know, in terms of our immune systems. But also, I believe that this is a part of nature. Just like wildfires, nature will, you know, come out, and there will be pandemics. There will be infectious disease. It's the right place at the right time. But unfortunately, I'm not surprised if the theory of this being a lab accident does hold true, because we found, and we spoke about this on our show, twice in Chinese labs they had leaked SARS accidentally. They had an accidental leak. So I think that's more of an accident than anything. But yes, our immune systems are very weak compared to what they need to be, because our kids aren't playing outside anymore. We're not getting vitamin D. We're not eating well, you know?
What, does it make you mad that your colleagues who represent the medical model are talking about lockdowns and masks and vaccines, and nobody's talking about vitamin D, and nobody's talking about zinc, and nobody's talking about vitamin C, and the lines at McDonald's are just as long as they've ever been? Does that bother you that you don't hear your colleagues talking about those things, but you hear them talking about staying inside and not killing grandpa by wearing a mask?
Well, what makes me mad is there was one doctor talking about how the masks are kind of like a chain link fence, and the virus could get through it, and his medical license got suspended. Now, I just posted on my Facebook some electron microscopy that some researchers did with face coverings, and you could see how porous they are. And I've been advocating for public access to N95 respirators because those are the ones that have been proven to protect against the virus. And so we need our healthcare workers protected, and why don't we citizens, with all the money being spent right now with the stimulus package, why isn't that money going to N95 mask production? Because there will be Ebola coming to the United States. There will be avian flu, and we need the N95 respirators. So that's what makes me mad, where there's kind of a silencing of anybody trying to tell the truth of, look, guys, I understand the barrier, but this virus is outsmarting our gaiters and our scarves we're putting over our mouth.
You know, I agree with you about this, the whole idea of censorship and taking people's license. So I was just reading how in Australia, any healthcare professional who impedes the vaccination program can lose their license, and that includes doctors and nurses and pharmacists. So there is this kind of one-pointed messaging that is being protected by censorship and by taking people's license and livelihoods away from them. I agree with that. But is it really practical to have everybody wearing N95 masks? Doesn't it make more sense to make sure people understand how their immunity works and maybe spending some of that money to give everybody vitamin C? What about if every American was guaranteed vitamin C or vitamin D or zinc or longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine or nutritional supplements? Why isn't anybody mentioning that?
The only problem is being in the medical field, you know some of the doctors many people in healthcare are on their vitamin C, they're on their vitamin D, they're taking zinc, they're taking their multivitamin complexes, and I've seen people come down with COVID and die of it who had good immune systems. So the problem is this virus is not following a typical predictable pattern. And when you see healthy people taking their supplements, still succumbing to this virus, you're like, we do need to use a barrier.
Okay, so let's talk about that, okay? So you say that you've seen, and you're a physician, so you see patients all the time, so I imagine you've seen some people who have gotten sick despite the fact that they're supplementing. But how many people who actually do have strong immune systems? Yes, I know it occurs, but percentage-wise, it's got to be a sliver of a percent of people who take care of themselves, who have strong immune systems, who work out, who take supplements, who watch what they eat, who get sick. Maybe it does happen, and I'm not disputing your experience, but it happens so infrequently. Aren't we overreacting a little bit, Dr. Dahlia? And we got to take a break. Why don't you address that when we come back from our break? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Dahlia?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Got Dr. Dahlia with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Dr. Dahlia after this commercial break. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Dahlia, host of the Dr. Dahlia Show here on GCN, also on XM Radio, XM Satellite Radio. And also one of the, according to Talkers Magazine, one of America's 250 most influential hosts, Dr. Dahlia. Before I had to break, you were saying how, in your experience, you've seen people get sick, and you've seen people, I think you said people have died who have supposedly supplemented and strong immune systems. Now, I would say we don't really know how strong their immune system is if they got sick, but be that as it may, isn't that a tiny sliver of the people who have problems with COVID?
So it's a good question. So that's hard to say because, all right, so I'm licensed in about 12 states. And I can't say how many people since the start of this was on their vitamin D, they were on their C, they were taking famotidine, they were taking zinc, they were taking all the supplements that they could. And maybe they had that, like you said, the medicalization. Maybe they had this false sense of security that because they were supplementing, they were good, and then maybe they weren't as careful. So that could be another theory that maybe they thought they had a good immune system because they were supplementing, and then they got lax. So we don't know. You know, what we do know is, you know, people take their supplements and doctors, you know, promote supplementation, and people take more supplements than pharmaceutical medication, but this virus decided to hit the healthy, it decided to hit the pregnant, it decided to hit the not so healthy, and then for some people not so healthy, they might have only gotten a cold. For some people not so healthy, they might have gotten consumed with cytokine storm. In fact, there's another argument that some people's immune system might be too good, where their immune system overreacted. Mm-hmm. And those whose immune systems were dampened by, let's say, tobacco, didn't react and have the cytokine storm. So what we're noticing is this virus is kind of shattering all logic when it comes to medicine. And when you see that smokers didn't get sick, but non-smokers taking their supplements did, you start to go, maybe there's something else going on.
Well, that's a great question because you say it seems to violate all logic, but you said the three key words, according to medicine. And that's because medical, in my opinion, and see what you I would like to see what you think about this, medical logic does not address the entire body. Medical logic doesn't address leaky gut syndrome. Medical knowledge doesn't look at nutrient deficiency. Medical knowledge doesn't look at psychological issues, the stress response. Medical logic really doesn't address all of the really important metrics when it comes to determining how healthy or not healthy we are. It uses things like blood pressure or blood glucose or perhaps cholesterol levels or maybe thyroid function. But there's so many different ways to measure good health that medicine is ignoring. So we say it doesn't follow logic. Maybe it just doesn't follow medical logic because they're not looking at the right metrics.
It's tricky because with family medicine, I was trained in a program that whose dean was a psychologist. So we have a lot of psychology based in our medicine. And so mental stress, mental health has always played a part to health. But I wouldn't be surprised if other medical experts might not be considering it.
Sure, but, government experts especially. The government experts you hear on TV, they never talk about that. In fact, many of the strategies are, whether they're designed intentionally or not, have the effect of increasing the stress response, making people more freaked out. You know, suicide rates have increased, rates of alcoholism have increased, all because we're increasing the stress load on people with our so-called remedies, things like wearing masks, increasing cortisol, things like being locked down and not being able to hug your grandparent or grandparents not being able to hug their grandchildren. This is absolutely horrible, isn't it?
The isolation is ridiculous. The isolation is horrible. When we had a lockdown in my neck of the woods, you couldn't go to the mountains. They closed off the national parks. Don't we want to hike? Don't we want exercise? Don't we want to go to the gym? So it really did limit a lot. A lot of the measures were counterproductive, and I've not been a fan of what the public officials did and how they handled the lockdowns when it came to this.
Well, question for you. Are these medical public officials idiots or are they nefarious? It's one or the other.
They are idiots or nefarious. Confined. I would say they're threatened. In the medical world, if you have three studies and two say one thing and one say the other,
they err on caution.
Exactly. And there's lawsuits. I mean, until we address doctors getting sued and doctors losing their license, we have to follow public health policy. If we mouth out things that don't seem to go along the grain, then they take away our platform. And so doctors have to be careful. Fauci has been in a very precarious position. I don't play the violin for him. He got to become famous with it. But as soon as he said that he couldn't feel like he could speak his mind in the Trump administration, he lost all credibility because doctors are supposed to be advocates for their patients and supposed to tell them the truth. And so once you said that you had to kind of twist, what you said, now you lose your credibility. And so for some of us doctors, we'll say, look, we understand the studies say this, but, these are some things I'm concerned about that need to be investigated. And I think we're allowed to say it in those realms, but we have to watch what we say.
So they're not idiots or nefarious, they're self-serving.
Could be. It's tricky. I think the word for it is we doctors are stuck between a rock and a hard place. That's what I would say. I don't think there's any intent. I don't think there's lack of intelligence. I think we know that a virus can get through these face coverings. But we also know I wore face masks throughout my practice because I liked the barrier. I didn't want people to spray it when they say it, and then I go and infect the next person. So I think both sides are right, both sides are wrong, and we have to pick the lesser of two evils.
Okay, so we only have a few more minutes left, so I want to talk about this non-vaccine. I don't call it a vaccine, I call it a non-vaccine, because it doesn't immunize. It reduces symptoms. How is it okay to inject an experimental substance into the body without having done any testing or with done very little testing, and that some of the testing that's been done, the animal testing that's been done anyway, has shown that there's horrible effects, including death? How is that okay to make that a mass health program?
Which product?
The mRNA
The mRNA in animals?
The mRNA has killed animals, the mRNA vaccine. Killed animals. In fact, they haven't used it yet because they couldn't figure out how not to kill the animals.
Send me that link because that's important to investigate. Because we're under the impression that the current vaccines that Pfizer and Moderna did, they did not test in animals. Now, the old technology...
Not the current vaccine. No, not the current vaccine, but the mRNA vaccine in general. The concept of mRNA. Not this one. But the mRNA vaccines have been tested, so-called vaccines, have been tested for many years, and they could never figure out how to do it because it kept killing the animals. So this one is not what I'm talking about, to kill the animals. This one was not tested on animals. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
This particular one. But this particular one was only tested on humans for 2 months. How is that okay to make that a mass public health policy?
Well, what I've been seeing with the mRNA vaccine, which has kind of concerned me, is there's been cases of possible liver failure, these collapses that happen after somebody gets the vaccine. You wonder if there's an element like the potassium chloride or the PEG that might be causing an arrhythmia. And how public health officials work is even if a vaccine has side effects, and vaccines do, just like medications have side effects, they have to decide how many more people will die one way versus the other. And so it's a numbers game. And even though your brother or sister or wife or husband, you know, is not a number to you, public officials, despite, they know that there are side effects with these vaccines, and they know that, you know, some of the clotting disorders, like that OB guy in Florida, you know, went into ITP, and then we had another one in Japan who possibly had the same, loss of platelets and immune system response. My guess is what public officials have to do is they have to outweigh the benefits and the risks, and they go, look, you know, people might die with this, but more people are dying with COVID, so we're going to choose that side. It's just, it's frustrating because we all aren't numbers. You know, I got the vaccine. I was nervous. I was scared because I didn't want to be that one in a million. But, you know, to me, rather not die of cytokine storm and be on a ventilator than, you know, to risk the side effects with the vaccine.
You know, I've heard that before. It's like death or the vaccine. Is that really a fair comparison? That you're, if you don't have the vaccine, you're going to have the cytokine storm and be on a respirator? Is that really true?
Well,
I mean, that's
the
position that I hear a lot of people taking, but is that really true?
Well, yeah. Well, it's tricky because when you see somebody that, like I said, was healthy, that unfortunately, you know, had that, and you're looking at the numbers and you're looking at the statistics, you know, maybe 500, half a million people didn't die of COVID alone. Maybe there was heart attack or something else. But we do know that more people are dying of COVID than the vaccine, so it's a numbers game.
Dr. Dahlia, I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side.
Thank you. Anytime.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Dahlia, voted one of the 250 most influential hosts in America by Talkers Magazine. She's got her own show on the Genesis Communication Network and iHeartRadio. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Dahlia. And thank you so much for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.